Jesus in a pink tutu. Capello, Brainerd in a full fighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos.
No! Oh, no! Oh! Oh, my gosh, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those kids. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight, Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is hour number two of Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. My All-Star, the incomparable Zach Attack Young. Zach, of course, the Rams all hot and heavy tomorrow with Jared Goff starting. But, you know, I think the surprise this year has to be the Dallas Cowboys. I think they may be the best team in football. What do you think?
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are definitely doing better than a lot of people thought. I mean, they have a rookie quarterback, a rookie running back, and they've only lost one game. That's impressive.
Now, Barry Switzer, I saw an interview with him today. Of course, he was talking about Jerry Jones, and Jerry Jones asked him a couple weeks ago, what should I do with my quarterback? And Barry said to him, what are you, out of your mind? You don't take a guy that's led you, like, almost to the mountaintop off the top spot. It's unheard of.
Yeah, and I thought Jerry Jones was going to switch to Tony Romo, but I thought that would have been a terrible decision considering how well.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-PLAY. Live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Play fake to Jennings. In the flat, caught. Jarrell Adams, the touchdown for New York. First career touchdown for the rookie out of South Carolina. This works beautifully. Tyler Eifert. Look at the tight end run all the way inside the 10-yard line. After the fake, it's a touchdown to A.J. Green. That didn't take long for Cincinnati to respond. Manning wide open. Beckham. He got free for a New York touchdown. Second and six. Now Jeremy Hill walks in for a touchdown. And Cincinnati takes advantage of the great kickoff return to retake the lead. Going for the lead right now. Manning, touchdown. Sterling Shepard, and they're an extra point away from going on top.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Just seven games remaining in the NFL season, folks, and you know what? The jury is not out on Dak Prescott. It's not. I mean, CBS Sports tried to say the jury's still out on Dak Prescott. How can you say that? I mean, he's performed spectacular. I mean, in the Super Bowl era, from like 66 to now, 2016, he's only a 14 fresh out of college quarterbacks, and he'll be fresh out of college quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks to start at least nine games, despite not being drafted in the first three rounds. I mean, it's amazing. And look at this. He's got 14 TDs against two interceptions. I mean, that's just amazing. He's a rookie. You realize he's a rookie, and people don't realize that, but he's a rookie. His completion percentage is nearly 12 percentage points higher than the next best rookie drafted in the fourth round or later. We'll talk about it of all time for the first years, folks. I'm telling you, this guy looks like the real deal. Of course, he's got the ball. He's able to hand it to Ezekiel Elliott in a double E, of course, out of Ohio State. Ezekiel Elliott runs the ball north, south, east, and west, doesn't he, Zach?
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, we knew he was going to be good.
Yeah, we knew it, but he just has to stay away from those weed chops.
Yeah, he doesn't need to get suspended over that. And honestly, people should have known that Dak Prescott was going to be better. This guy beat Alabama when he was at Mississippi State.
But, you know, people don't remember what you did yesterday. They just don't. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's like coming in second. Okay, if you come in second, nobody remembers that. But when the next season rolls around or two seasons roll by, people they don't take those accomplishments and hold them in the high regards they deserve.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If you beat a powerhouse like Alabama, I know people, you know, they only remember what you did lately. But when you do that, I think you deserve to go higher than the fourth round.
Rookie of the year, double E, Ezekiel Elliott making a move for rookie of the year.
I think so. I think I would put, well, it's either him or Dak Prescott. They're on the same team. But I think that he has actually played better than Dak Prescott, I'd have to say.
Looking at his his percentage is completion percentage as far as starting off in his rookie year, 66.8%. Ben Roethlisberger, of course, 66.4%. Robert Griffin III, 65.7%. Is Robert Griffin still playing for the Redskins?
Robert Griffin is on the Browns now, but he got injured this year.
He's always injured. He's one of those guys always getting busted up, right?
Yeah, I mean, he got injured at the end of his rookie year, and he really wasn't the same after that.
Carson Wentz, of course, Carson Wentz. Now, Carson Wentz, how good does he look this year to you?
Carson Wentz, he's almost as good as Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott is a little bit better, but Dak Prescott also has – people should keep in mind that he does have a great offensive line, Dak Prescott, so that helps. I mean, he's not Jared Goff walking into a situation where there's a bad offensive line.
He has the highest rookie passer rating of all time. That's of all time, 102.4. That's pretty amazing. Of all time, I mean, he's really making some moves there. And I think that Jerry Jones, like Barry said, what are you crazy? I mean, Jerry Jones was actually going to think about pulling him and putting Tony Romo back in.
Well, I know, you know, Tony Romo is Jerry Jones's boy and all that, but you just can't do that. Like, there's no way that would make any sense. I mean, the team is just clicking so well. Well, and I don't know. I mean, Tony Romo didn't get them over the hump all those years, so they might as well see what this guy can do.
Well, and his passer rating is nearly twice that of Troy Aikman's rookie rating. If the Dallas Cowboys remember anything, you remember Troy Aikman.
It's crazy to think because, I mean, Troy Aikman right now is the best Dallas quarterback in history. So if Dak Prescott's on that type of roll, then you definitely have to look at that and see how good he really is.
And he bowed out because of CTE.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of players did. It's
brain damage, baby. Troy Aikman, he said, I've had enough. Anyway, Troy Aikman, his rookie year, he went 0-11. Ah, Prescott's 8-1.
Yeah, I mean, Prescott has a good team around him. We can't forget that. He has a great running back. He has, Dez Bryant. He has Jason Witten. He has a good receiving core.
Is Dez back in the fold?
Yeah, Dez just came back from injury last week, so Dez is back. I mean, he has a good team, but still, just because you have a good team around you, there's a lot of players that have good teams around them and don't put it together, so he deserves credit.
Okay, let's look at some of these lines. Buffalo at Cincinnati tomorrow. Cincinnati's a 2.5-point favorite on Fox, 10 a.m.
Yeah, I think that's a good line. I think I'd put – but Cincinnati really has been kind of disappointing this year.
All right, Arizona at Minnesota. Minnesota 2.5 at home.
I think I'd give it to Arizona. Minnesota's been falling apart.
Interesting. Chicago and the New York Giants. Giants favored by 7.5, over under 42.5.
Yeah, that's fair. Chicago's really bad.
Tennessee, the over under 53. Tennessee over Indiana. I take that. Tennessee at Indiana. Indiana favored by 2.5. Everybody's 2.5 today.
Wow, that's crazy. I think that's fair, Indiana.
Tampa Bay and KC, 44.5, under over. KC -7.
That's a bit wide. I think KC wins, but that's a wide score.
Big Ben, favored by 8 points in Cleveland, over Cleveland, obviously.
Cleveland, I mean, they haven't won yet. they're due for a win, but I think they'll bounce back. The Steelers lost last week. I think they'll bounce back.
When you tick off Big Ben, when you beat him, okay, sort of like Tom Brady, you beat him and he comes back like a monster.
Yeah, so I think he'll take it out on the hapless Browns, and they just might go 0-16 this year.
Well, speaking of hapless, what's happening with Johnny Football? We haven't heard Johnny Manziel's name mentioned in months. I haven't mentioned him in months. What's going on?
I actually heard a story the other day that he was coming to an agreement for his domestic violence case with his ex-girlfriend.
Interesting. Baltimore and Dallas. Dallas at home, favorite 7.5.
It's difficult to see Baltimore. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think Dallas is due for a loss, but Baltimore, huh? I think I'll still pick Dallas, but the line is wide.
The Lions favored at home, 6 points over Jacksonville.
That's fair. I think the Lions can. I think they should be able to cover that.
Dolphins 2-point underdogs. Let me look at them and see that right. Yeah. No, they're 2-point favorites. The Dolphins are 2-point favorites against Jared Goff and the boys.
I think the Rams will actually win tomorrow. I mean, they're clicking a little better. The receivers are starting to get better on the passes. I think the Rams should be able to edge that game out.
Tom Brady is in town. He didn't call me, but he's in town. Giselle's in town as well. But Tom and Giselle are in town. And the bottom line is Tom Brady is going to play the SF 49ers tomorrow. Ooh. And the 49ers are 12-point underdogs.
I can't. That is a wide line, but you know, Colin Kaepernick has played well, but the 49ers defense is like one of the all-time worst I've seen.
They're like Swiss cheese. They're like Pop Warner. It's like they're playing touch football and the other team's playing tackle.
Yeah, and Colin Kaepernick, you know, people like to blame Kaepernick because they don't like him, but he's actually put up some good numbers. The defense just can't keep them in the game.
Okay, so here's what's up. I would throw a bundle on Brady tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they're going to just destroy the 49ers tomorrow. Okay.
Philadelphia, the Seattle's a 9.5-point favorite at home with Philly.
I think that's a wide line. I think that game will be closer than that. I do think the Seahawks will edge it, though.
Actually, the line opened at 6. Green Bay at Washington, and we don't mention that last name of the team, but Washington is a 3-point favorite.
I think Green Bay bounces back and covers that.
What happened to Aaron Rodgers this year? Just an off year, or has he peaked?
He's really not playing that bad when you look at the numbers. I was actually looking into that. It just seems like the team isn't really holding up their end of the bargain. But he could be better, but he's not as bad as people are making it out to be.
Jack Del Rio takes his team down to, where are they going? They went to Mexico City. They left yesterday. And they'll be in Mexico City, of course, playing the Monday Night Football. The Raiders are 6-point favorites in Mexico over Houston.
Yeah, the Raiders will cover that. And I think they should move a team to Mexico City.
I think that would be a good idea. You know, I mentioned Jack Del Rio. Jack Del Rio's got to be up for Coach of the Year. I mean, you know, we thought he had a decent team, but, you know, he's got a good team. He's got a pretty good, darn good team. And that quarterback, although a lot of people are surprised by his moves, Derek Carr's resume says he had greatness in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think don't be surprised if you see the Raiders in the Super Bowl. I think they're one of the best teams in the AFC.
No doubt about that. The NFL hot and heavy. What's your prime pick for tomorrow? I'm going to go with New England. I don't care. I'm giving up 12 points. I don't care.
I'm with you in that. I just think that game has like a blowout written all over
it. And listen, the under-over is 51 points. So, you know, they're not going to listen. This would be like a 45-10 game, something like that.
That's what I think. Maybe Kaepernick will be able to – I could see them putting up maybe like 21 points, the Niners, just because I think Kaepernick might be able to score some. But, no, it's going to be a wide margin if they lose back.
That's your NFL picks, of course. I am the Taco Man, Zach Attack Young. Next up, we're talking sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The National Basketball Association, or how we say, Steph Curry and LeBron James and everybody else. But the bottom line is we have open phone lines around the world. If you'd like to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to go to Dave Meltzer at about 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, the MMA expert that he is. We'll go to Meltzer at 40 minutes past the hour. We're talking NBA next right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Half minute left. 15 on the shot clock. Oklahoma City does have a foul to give. Curry works it down. 5 on the 24. Makes a move on Ibaka. Banks it home. 5-point lead for the Warriors. We are now seeing the Steph Curry that we have seen as most valuable player the last two seasons.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Time to check the NBA scoreboard. Utah came up short at Houston, 111-102. Orlando was a winner at home, 95-87 over Dallas. Miami, winner at Washington, 114-111. Charlotte came up short by 5 points in New Orleans, 121-116. Boston, hey, the old Boston Celtics, won in Detroit, 94-92. Phoenix came up short by 15 points in Philly, 76ers prevailing, 121-105. And the Memphis Grizzlies prevailed over Minnesota Timberwolves, 93-73. Now, the Golden State Warriors, God's team, and 124-121 winners Saturday night over the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. And the Chicago Bulls fell short to the L.A. Clippers at home, 102-95. And, Zach, that's got to be the surprise of the schedule thus far. The Clippers are 12-2. We've been dogging Donald Sterling's team for the longest.
I know. The Clippers, they have the best record in the NBA, and that's kind of crazy. I don't think a lot of people would have predicted that.
Hell no. I mean, they just wouldn't. I mean, LeBron's got a 10-2 record. Of course, the Warriors, Steph Curry and his boys coming in at 11-2. The Clippers at 12-2, the San Antonio at 10-3, the Lakers at 7-6. That's not too bad considering the Lakers aren't the greatest team in the world, and they're definitely in the rebuilding stages.
Oh no, the Lakers I think are the surprise team of the year. Honestly, I mean, a lot of people were only picking them to win like 25 games, so they look like they're on pace to win more than that.
Okay, what about this magic lineup we have here in Golden State? I've talked about this before. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, now Durant's joined the crew. Zach Attack, I got to ask you, man. They're only beating Milwaukee and Milwaukee by 3 points. Milwaukee's not a great team. Okay, they should be rolling over teams like that. Why aren't they?
Well, to be fair, last year Milwaukee beat them. Last year Milwaukee was the team that broke their win streak they had at the beginning of the year.
Does Milwaukee have their number?
For whatever reason, yeah. I think it's because Milwaukee is full of very tall, long players, and the Warriors like to play that small ball lineup, and Milwaukee just has a way to beat that. I mean, and Milwaukee really isn't that great, like you said, that they're like a sub-500 team, but they have that key to beating the Warriors.
Let's go back to Donald Sterling's ex-team, your stepfather, of course. 6-0 on the road, 6-2 at home, yet to be beaten on the road. Why are the Clippers, what is the key to this early success?
Well, the Clippers are a good team. They've had one of the most talented rosters in the league the last few years. They just haven't quite put it together. Now it looks like they're finally starting to do that.
Okay, so are you trying to say that this is not an aberration, that they're going to be contending towards the end of the year for the Western Conference top spot?
Yeah, you know what? I think they'll actually make it to the Western Conference Finals this year and probably lose to the Warriors, but they'll make it there, which they have actually never made it to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, the sleeping giant, all this always is not LeBron. He's not a sleeping giant. He's wide awake. But the San Antonio Spurs are 10-3.
the San Antonio Spurs are a very good team, and Pau Gasol looks like he's played there for like 20 years. Like
he has, hasn't he?
So, Pau Gasol, he just moved there this year.
I know, I'm
you would
joking.
Think so.
But no, he's, what I'm trying to say is he's in the fold there, and you know San Antonio loves him. They love their athletes down there. I got to tell you, when I was doing, I did some boxing coverage down there when Tony Ayala, the convicted rapist, of course, that went to prison, and then he died a couple years ago of a drug heroin overdose. But when he was hot and heavy down there in San Antonio, they had fights. They would fill out those arenas, 10, 12,000 people. The fans were like incredibly diehard, man. San Antonio fight fans were like wrestling fans from Puerto Rico, crazed, fanatical.
They definitely have a good fan base there, and the Spurs are like a team that you just have to respect. I mean, they're very well run, and you never know. I mean, they're always in the hunt for a title. I think that this year, I don't know. I just think that teams like Golden State and even the Clippers match up well against them. But I wouldn't be surprised if they make it back too.
Well, I'm looking at the East, okay? And I'll go through the East teams. Cleveland, Atlanta, Charlotte, Toronto, Chicago, Boston, Indiana, Orlando, Detroit, New York, Milwaukee, Miami, Brooklyn, Washington, Philadelphia. There doesn't seem a team there that can hold LeBron James's jockstrap, is there?
No, there's not. I mean, and that's one thing with LeBron James is the East has been weak throughout like his whole career. There really hasn't been like another team that was really that great.
What happened to the New York Knicks? I can't understand. I remember when I was when Delahoy was fighting at the Garden, and was it Dave Nelson? I can't think of the guy's name now, but Nelson was his name. He was the coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he went to the New York Knicks. And I asked him, what's happening with the Knicks? He goes, the Knicks are coming back. The Knicks are going to win a title next couple of years. Well, that was 15 years ago. The Knicks haven't won a title since. And the Knicks aren't looking good this year. Well, I take it back. They're 5-7. But 5-7 in a conference with LeBron, it just ain't going to make it.
No, and they already lost to the Cavaliers bad, too, in the first game of the year. So I don't think the Knicks are going to do too much. They'll probably be a playoff team, though, in the East.
Okay. Let's go back to the personalities in Golden State. Is this enough to walk all the way to the finals, this team?
I think so. Cause I mean, you look at them and you could say they're struggling, but really is that much of a struggle if they're 11-2 and they're still figuring out their chemistry? I mean, the LeBron James Heat were like, I believe at one point they were 9-11.
Mm-hmm.
So these Golden State Warriors aren't struggling as much as that team. And of course, that team ended up winning two finals. So I definitely think that they have the talent to be back in the finals.
Steve Kerr, obviously an incredible coach, of course, took the Warriors to the mountaintop and then came up short when their climb, of course, against Cleveland. But the guy I'm really liking is Luke Walton. I really think Luke Walton's got a future because I think he's young. I think he's given a shot to coach probably about 8 to 10 years before his age would have led him, don't you think?
Yeah, Luke Walton is doing a tremendous job, and you can see the difference in the team. I mean, when Byron Scott was coaching the team, when they fell behind by 20 points, you knew the game was kind of over. But this year, they've fallen behind by 20 a couple times and come back and won the game.
Well, you know what? It helps when you have class at the top. See, it runs downhill. People don't realize that, but if you have a good guy at the top, a good leader, and he builds a good nucleus, he can build a winning team down there. L.A. has all – they have the money. They have the bus – they have the Staples Center. They got the bus money. What I'm trying to say is they got the money to go out there and buy the best free agents in the entire world of basketball if they want, Zach.
They do, but the last couple of years, you know, the teams haven't – or players haven't really wanted to go to L.A. because of, like, you know, Kobe kind of being the star attraction. And now that they don't have Kobe, things are looking up in that regard.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean – I don't know, this young group of players, I think the Lakers drafted well, and it's showing up now.
Okay, one word response. Was Kobe Bryant a turd?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
He joins the turd crew. But Alex Rodriguez has been pulled out of the bowl. You know that, right?
Yeah, now he has, right?
He's been pulled out of the bowl. He has because he's been honored here on Sports Overnight America by Zach Attack Young here, part of Johnny Talking to His All-Stars here each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Sunday, we rock on No Holds Barred at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We're talking pro wrestling, MMA, and boxing tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Now, next up, the incomparable, the iconic writer, the most valuable player when it comes to MMA writing. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer next, right here on Sports Byline.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. Let's go!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You want to talk pro wrestling? It's the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, folks. The man that puts that together is on the line from Silicon Valley. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer. And Dave, how's life treating you? Dave, back from New York. How was New York?
New York was a tiring trip. UFC 205 was a pretty amazing show. Financially successful, that's for sure.
No doubt about
it. It was kind
of
incredible. It was very different from a usual UFC show. It was more like going to a big boxing event than going to a big UFC event.
Well, that's the mecca of boxing in Madison Square Garden. I mean, so it had to have a little bit air of boxing to it.
Yeah, and just the type of people that went. It was people who went because it was a big event. It wasn't people who went because they were necessarily UFC fans. I mean, they were there for, like at a boxing show, people come for the main event, but they're not really watching the other fights. And at a UFC show, the people are usually into, you know, most of the card. And in this show, it was really, I mean, they were into some of the undercard matches, especially with the local fighters, like at a boxing show. But it was really very much just for the main event. I mean, the main event had a completely different level of electricity. And in a UFC show, the main event will have more electricity, but there'll be other fights that will be very close.
Okay.
So we felt like, I felt like I was at a huge boxing match as opposed to a normal UFC show.
Chris Weidman thinks he was at a big boxing match, too. I no doubt about that, because he got drilled. I mean, here he was. It was an even fight after two rounds, one round for him and one round for Yoel Romero. And then, of course, Romero comes up with that flying knee. That was one of the most awesome finishing moves I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yoel Romero is a very interesting fighter because he lulls you into this feel that, like, wow, you know, he's slow and all that. But it's all a setup. And then all of a sudden he explodes on you, and you're just not ready for it. And, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. And that was a devastating loss for Weidman. I mean, he really needed this win. It's, you know, if he had this win, he would have probably fought this thing, and he would probably have won the championship. And he, and for the New York market, I mean, he could have been the golden boy for the New York market. But in his first match at the Garden, losing, that hurts him a lot.
And losing in the manner in which he did. I mean, it was so, yeah. such a crushing defeat. Of course, talk about Chris Weidman, the natural, the upstate New Yorker, the former world middleweight champion. Of course, had those great wins over the Filipino Wrecking Machine, Mark Munoz. That was a big upset. And of course, Anderson Silva, not once, but twice. So I guess he's got to really go back to the drawing board, especially with the severity and the manner in which he lost this fight. I mean, the loss, his title, he might have underlooked his opponent. But the bottom line is he wasn't underlooking Romero. He knew exactly what Romero was bringing to the dance, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just Romero's a freaky athlete. I mean, Romero may be the best athlete in the whole company, especially because he's almost 40 years old, and he's just got a combination of explosiveness and wrestling that's really hard to deal with. But I mean, you know, he fought Jacare Souza, and you know, I thought that fight was pretty even. I mean, it's not like Romero's not unbeatable. And again, you know, if the knee didn't land, you know, Weidman could have won the third round and won the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, he was blown out like, you know, in the McGregor-Alvarez fight, where it was really clear from the very beginning that Alvarez had virtually no chance. You know, I mean, this was because the knee landed. You know, it was a different, it's a completely different story.
What's up with America's top team looking like mutants?
I don't know.
you see what I'm talking about, right? I mean, these guys, they don't look natural. They look like they've been taking Flintstone vitamins of some kind.
Well, Romero's always looked like that. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, he's, you know, people have a lot, you know, you look at a guy like that and you are always, you know, you're always wondering, like, how the hell does he look like that? But whatever, you know. It's like the drug testing is very real there. And I'm not saying it's 100% because no drug testing is 100%. But the fighters, you know, most of the fighters think that it's you know, I mean, it's the penalties are not worth usage right now. And I mean, and a year ago or a year and a half ago, I certainly wouldn't have said that.
Dave Meltzer is our guest. Wrestling Observer Newsletter, of course, comes out once a week. It's got about 35,000 to 50,000 words each week on pro wrestling, pro MMA, of course, pro boxing as well. Of course, all combat sports. And Dave's got it going on. Dave, how long have you been doing now? Since 80 what?
82.
Oh, Dave, man. Well, are we going to celebrate a golden anniversary eventually, or what, like a 50-year thing?
I guess so. A long ways away. I don't really want to think about it. that's a long ways away.
Okay, you talked about the drug tests in the UFC. What about weed? Now that weed's legal in all so many states, what's going to happen with weed? Are they eventually going to have to realize that, you know, marijuana does relax people? The CBDs are beneficial as far as pain and relaxation of muscles are concerned, and it's a hell of a lot better than opiates?
Well, I mean, when it comes to marijuana, it's really they only test the day of the fight. And the testing to fail, you have to have a really high level in your system. So it's very much relaxed. I mean, compared to, you know, it's not tested for off season anyway. Before, the levels were a lot lower. That would have been, they were one third or three times. The levels were one third as high that was considered a positive as they are now, at least in Nevada. So, it's changed. You know, it's like, is it completely legal? The day of the fight, if you show a positive, no, you'll get suspended. So it's, and other states, and different states have different levels. So, you know, Nevada's not the only state they run in. It's just their main state.
You know, and you're all stomping. You went to school in Texas, right?
I went to school in San Jose.
So I thought you. I thought somebody told me you went to school in Texas. No, you didn't do any schooling down there in Texas at all, Houston. No,
I lived in Texas, but I never went to school
there. That's what you lived in there. Now marijuana down there, you still go to the penitentiary.
I guess so. I don't live in Texas, so I don't really worry about.
Yikes, that's pretty scary.
That wouldn't matter anyway to me. I'm not. That's not my thing. But I do think it's. I mean, as far as we're going to get on that, I think that the idea to me that you can get arrested for that is kind of ridiculous, but that's a different issue.
No doubt about it. Dave Meltzer is our guest. We're talking MMA. Of course, he is the Wrestling Observer creator, newsletter, writer, the whole nine yards. How many hours a week do you put into that? Can you tell me?
Oh, geez. I don't know, 100 at least. Probably more than that, 110. I don't know. It's a ridiculous number.
50,000 words in. That's fantastic because it is the top newsletter in the world of mixed martial arts. No doubt about that. If you've got an MMA Jones, folks, you need to go to the WrestlingObserver.com. Figure out how you're going to get the subscription together. Dave has got all the explanations there. All the little offers are all there at WrestlingObserver.com. Now, Conor McGregor, no doubt about it, the two-division champion. Now, we'll never see him at 145 again, will we?
It's hard to say. I think not, but you just don't know. I mean, he's going to be, put it this way, he's going to be wherever the money fight is. And, it's just... I don't know. I don't know if he'll ever think that Max Holloway or Anthony Pettis is the money fight, or Aldo, for that matter. I don't know if Aldo's ever going to fight again. Last I heard from Aldo, he wasn't going to fight. So, it's a confusing thing. My gut is that his next fight will be Diaz, and it'll be at 155.
And what about, he's talking about moving to 170, fighting Tyron Woodley. Now, Woodley was a close fight with Stephen Thompson. You were there ringside. How'd you score that fight?
I had a 47-47. I had it even. So the draw, the majority draw is the same score I had.
Thompson didn't seem to be able to utilize that height and reach. He's a big guy. Couldn't seem to get his size over, could he?
Well, he did in three of the five rounds. It's just that Woodley's got some real power. And when Woodley connected in the fourth round, I mean, Woodley nearly finished him. That was a great fight.
Okay. What does Woodley do next? Does he have a rematch with this guy? Is that what Dana White's talking about?
If it's not Connor, it'll probably be Thompson is what I figure. Yeah.
So Conor McGregor, what kind of money did he pull down for this? Because the UFC is notoriously underpaying their fighters, according to the lawsuit filed against Zuffa Sports. If you look at the money in MMA and the money in the UFC as a 100-yard football field, the UFC takes up 88 yards at a 100-yard field. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what McGregor got. It's pretty well kept as a secret, but... McGregor's doing well. He should be doing. Should he be doing better? Yes, but as should they all. But I mean, I'm sure he's. I'm not sure of anything, but I'm just saying he's doing real well. I mean, he's making millions, and but he should. You know, and again, he's going to hold out for more. It's going to be a fight. He wants an equity stake in the company.
I think. And you know what? He's in a position right now where I think he can grab that. Now, as far as the total UFC being sold for $4.2 billion. The new owners have taken over. Is Dana White on the way out anytime soon?
Impossible to say. He's got a contract for 5 years, and it's for an incredible amount of money. Mm-hmm. So the only way he would be out is if he just got so completely frustrated with direction. And, I mean, he's got enough money to where if he's frustrated, he could go home. It wouldn't shock me. Well, it would surprise me. But he seems pretty committed to it right now.
MMA with the great Dave Meltzer on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Bellator MMA tonight. Bellator 165 Saturday night from San Jose, California. Of course, the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank, SCP Center, Hollywood Juama. Michael Chandler retained the lightweight championship, 155 pounds, with a split decision win over former UFC champion. Scores were 48-46. 48-47 and 48-46 the other way for Henderson. The bottom line is Henderson lost the fight. It was a close fight. Michael Page defeated Fernando Gonzalez via split decision. Scores were across the board 29-28, 30-27, and 29-28. Some other fights in the card, not really worth mentioning, but Aaron Hamilton was a winner as well, and Diego Herzog was a winner. Of course, that was on Bellator tonight. Now, speaking of Bellator, let's switch gears from Bellator. Zach, I got to tell you, that guy that looks like he's on those Flintstone vitamins, Yoel Romero's got the next shot of Michael Bisping. Bisping's toast.
Yeah, that's not going to be a good matchup for Bisping. I mean, Yoel Romero has like the exact like nightmare style for Michael Bisping.
Well, you know, but Bisping got a bit of a pass. He got to fight, you know, the old man. I mean, he got to fight the old man where the guy had a win over him prior. But the bottom line is Bisping's a paper champion, I think, and he's a paper champion awaiting. Yoel Romero's going to take him out. Now, Yoel Romero, of course, he passes all these drug tests, according to Meltzer, but he sure does look like he's on vitamins, doesn't he?
He looks like it. He definitely has that physique. I mean, I think he's one of those guys who just has, like, a huge back. Like, I think if he laid on his side, he'd be taller than if he, you know, standing up.
Yeah, but I saw him. He was carrying Weidman around the octagon for, like, 2 minutes, carrying him all over the place. You figure an average guy would have – no. A super athlete would have been gassed.
Yeah, that was crazy to see. I mean, it seems like his stamina has improved. Okay. And Michael Bisping, I mean, he did beat the legitimate champion when he beat Luke Rockhold, but defending against Michael Bisping really, or no, defending against Dan Henderson really cheapened his belt.
Hendo. Gegard Mousasi was the winner. Now, Gegard Mousasi is one of those guys in the middleweight division that's right around number four, number five. Can he crack the top three?
I think so. Gegard Mousasi, I mean, I think that Weidman is probably going to have to really climb back.
Done.
Yeah, and I think Mousasi can take his spot because Mousasi really hasn't taken a lot of bad losses.
Weidman had the two losses in a row, of course, lost the championship, and then, of course, lost his fight to Yoram Romero, that jumping with that flying knee. Is that the most definitive ending in MMA this year?
Yeah, you just don't see that nearly as often as you would think you would see it.
Why do you think that should be seen often? I mean, I think it's a freak move. It takes a lot of talent to do that.
It does. I'm just surprised that it's not even attempted more when guys are trying to take you down. I mean, it seems like it could be effective because there's always like a split second at least where somebody's head is just completely defenseless.
But you do realize if you miss that you're done.
If you miss, yeah, you're probably going to get taken down. but if you have bad takedown defense, I say why not just go for that?
Okay, Conor McGregor bounces back, of course, beats Nate Diaz in the rematch in July, and of course comes back and wins the lightweight championship, dominates Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez never had a chance after the fight was after the referee, after the introductions by Buffer, the other Buffer, Bruce Buffer, was all over.
He beat him from like pillar to post in that fight. I thought that Conor McGregor would win and I thought he'd stop Alvarez, but it was still a little surprising to see him just dominate the fight like that.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury, the great Kyle Kingsbury, the king himself, retired UFC fighter, he said that Tyron Woodley whips Conor easily at 170 because of size.
I would lean towards Tyron Woodley, but I don't know. I mean, Conor McGregor would have a chance in that fight. I can't say that he wouldn't have a chance at all just because he does have like a special level of talent. But I do agree with him that Tyron Woodley's naturally bigger and you would have to favor him in that fight.
Yoel Romero knocks out Michael Bisping in the third round.
I don't even think it goes that
long. He has a thing for the third round though.
He does. He does have that third round thing. But I'm thinking it like the second, if not, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he stopped him in the first, honestly.
We're talking about an A fighter versus a B fighter here, right?
Yeah, Yoel Romero, I mean, he's getting better and better every fight. Michael Bisping is a good fighter, no doubt, and he got a big win over Luke Rockhold, but I don't see a way that he beats Yoel Romero. He struggles with grapplers.
I just got a text on that Bellator lightweight championship fight tonight. A guy, Joel, said he just texted me, said he had Henderson winning 48-46. Possible?
I don't think that Henderson won that fight. It was a close fight, but I think that Michael Chandler deserved to win.
Zachary, what's happening on No Holds Barred tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific time? We're talking MMA. What are we talking about tomorrow? I think we've got a couple of guests, but what's up? Do you have anything in particular?
Oh, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in the world of MMA. It never stops.
It never stops. Straight up, Kevin Ferguson got lost tonight. Kevin Ferguson Jr. got whipped on that Bellator card. That's right. Kimbo Slice Jr. got submitted in the first and second round with a front guillotine. Bottom line is, he's a loser. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack, have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
All the best. That's Zach Attack Young, the father of Jasmine. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Thank you so much for your time. I thank Scott Cuddy for his great producing. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio.